passed away and never got her Nobel Prize. So it's nice that she's being remembered in other different ways. Anyway, as Dick would end his technical Mets, be kind to each other. And as I like to put it in good old Epictetus, it's impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. But keep an open mind and learn something new every day. If you don't use it, you lose it. Have a great week, everyone. Stay safe. Be well. Enjoy the weather. Please come back next Sunday, 8 p.m., when we try and do this all over again. And as I'm given to do these days, I will be clear after I say the usual Slava Ukraine.
Welcome back, Roy. AC Terry,
well done, Roy.
Your crystallographer is mentioned.
And, yeah, I read some of that about her. And they said that in the 70s, I think it was, you cannot get a Nobel Peace Prize posthumously. So if that's true and that's changed, give it to her now. Back to you, Roy.
Yeah, unfortunately, it hasn't changed. It's a golden rule that Swedes won't break. So, you know, life isn't fair, and this is another example. Jeff, you doubled with Paul. You want to try again?
AC2PL. Sorry, Paul. Yeah, just saying welcome back, and happy to hear that we're mentioning crystallographers once in a blue moon. One of the companies I worked at had all of the conference rooms named after unsung heroes of crystallography, and she was one of them.
Yeah, there's far too many. It was a very dangerous field in its day. I'm glad that modern-day X-ray crystallographers take better care of themselves.
Roger, 7-3. Good to hear you again.
Well, likewise. It's good to hear you. 73, and once again, I am clear.
Kilo Echo 2 Alpha Juliet Uniform. I'm clear, 73. I'll speak to you next week.
Charlie.
Roy, WB2BX, and I think Paul said he was sticking around.
Yeah, I'm still here, just for a bit anyway. Frank, over to you.
Yeah, I did watch, I guess it was VB9SF's video about the LOTW situation. I think he said what we already knew, that there's not a heck of a lot known about what's going on, but apparently the league is claiming that no credit card numbers have been compromised. Now, when I think about it, that seems a bit strange to me, because I have applied through LOTW for a bunch of awards, and the site there are other ways to do it, but one of the options which I did use was to put my credit card number in to pay them online. So, I guess they're saying they don't store credit card numbers, so there are no credit card numbers there. Now that I think about it, I think that's the case, but I have to put it in each time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I hope so. And you never know. It could be amateur radio. It could be anything, you know. Gas stations. Or next thing you know, they're going to get the information. Not good. Logbook of the World, I never signed up for it. I wasn't one to chase all the awards. I should have. For years I stuck with the QSL cards. You know, what are you going to do?
Yeah, well, you can still submit QSL cards. They'll let you do that. It's just a pain. And confirmations don't get questioned, apparently, when you go through LOTW because the stations have already been vetted, apparently. They do nitpick at the cards if you send them paper cards, though. So you're better off, unless you have a lot of extras, you're better off, if you can, using LOTW confirms.
Yeah, yeah. I remember for years I was signed up with the New Jersey DX Association. Yeah, you know, they had a club down there, and that was each number, you know, the twos and the ones, and, you know, wherever you were from, you know, they would handle all the all the incoming cards and things. Outgoing, you had to send it to ARRL. You were going to send the, a bunch out. I don't know if that. I wonder if those groups are even exist anymore. You used to send them like $5, and they used to put stamps on for I don't know, it seemed like for months or years on end.
Yeah, NJDXA is still doing it, last I checked. Probably a year or two ago, I sent them a couple of bucks on PayPal, and I haven't gotten any paper cards from them recently. I've always found, my eyesight is poor, I've always found paper cards difficult to do. And so to me, the LOTW is a godsend, because it's very easy for me to do... to give everyone their confirmations that way, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that would be. I could see that being a big difference. But, yeah, I was never in a rush. I would send them out right away, but I always got a kick out of, like, 2 years later, you know, this card comes in the mail from the New Jersey DX group. What the heck is this? You look back over 2 years in the log and check it off. No, I mean, if I didn't have it in the log, I'd never remember it.
Yeah, I know. The LOTW thing is kind of amazing. It's probably interesting. I worked... Bravo Alpha 410 Bravo in the Shanghai area, I believe, on 40 meters a couple of weeks ago. It was very loud. It was around zero Zulu. I looked it up. It was about 3 hours after the sunrise. And I'm like, no, that was somebody screwing around. This can't be. But the next evening, I think it was the next morning, I had BA4TB on LOTW. I'm like, okay, that was for real. I've never even heard one of those guys on 40 meters before.
Oh, wow. Very good. Well, the strange one I got was SWL card. Just listening. Middle of, I forget, I still have it here somewhere. Middle of India somewhere. This guy was listening and he would send the cards out. That was pretty interesting. Yeah, pretty interesting. The card would come back, you know, a year later.
Yeah, what band was that? Do you remember?
It had to be 20 meters. Had to be 20. I'd have to go look at my cards. But that's what I had, 20 meters. Right now, I'm stuck on 40 and 80. What are you going to do?
It could actually work some amazing DX on those bands. Why don't I just get Yeah, well, the Chinese contact is mentioning is actually 40 meters CW. And that's with 100 watts to a dipole, by the way, not a huge station. 80 meters, what if I work? I'm not remembering. I have to look in my log to see what I've worked. But I've worked some amazing DX on 80. If you are on at the right time, you watch the DX clusters, you can work some amazing stuff on 80. You don't really need to be on the higher frequencies necessarily.
Yeah, I agree, Frank. I did a pretty good years ago when I spent time down on the CW80, you know, in the extra portion, right around there, right around 25. And then, of course, phone, they have the DX window. It's supposed to be, what, only five? I think it's only five wide, and they go longer than that, you know, probably 10 or 15. But that's what it is. I don't know. I have it programmed into the radio now. I forgot, but it's the DX window. You know what it is. That's on phone.
Yeah, the traditional DX window is 3790 to 3800. Europe can't go above 3800. The Japanese can't go above 3802, I believe. And it used to be that the U.S. couldn't go below 3775. I believe we can now go down to 3700 on phone. So you can actually work DX much lower down, but I think traditionally the Sirius DX operation, the guys sit between 3790 and 3800. I think part of the reason is that for effective antennas, often have to be high Q antennas on that band, very narrow band antennas, so the Sirius DXs still stay in that narrow window. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, and most of the times I hear our stations calling DX on the 80-meter window. But, it's pretty good. Late at night, you know, actually probably now it would be good. I didn't turn the radio on tonight, but now would be a good time. Anyway, I'm gonna sign... We'll catch you next week, Frank, if you're on. Nice speaking to you. I'm going to say 73. Back to you, Frank. WS2N.
Yeah, 73. 80 meters. I guess probably the most interesting thing I worked was right at sunset. It was a good time to check that band. Couple of, 2 or 3 months ago, I worked, I think it was 176M. I'm not sure if that call's right. I don't have the log entry in front of me. On 80 meter CW, that's in Malawi. And probably was the end of March. I remember it was right after the CQ Worldwide phone when I'd worked them on 10 meters. So that was probably one of the, I worked for Greenland on there around the same period, and that one was late at night. Anyway, there's some amazing stuff on there, and you can work it with 100 watts and a dipole. You don't need a superstation to do it. 73, talk to you next week, WB2BXO.
Okay, fine. Have a good night, and we'll catch you later. And good DX, Frank. WS2N clear. WB2BX, WS2N clear.
73.
W3EH.
I'm just resting, and you want my clothes?
You want to go to the bed? You want to take a shower? What do you want?
Well, I think I'm going to go dress my...